Gvarin Yavos Ayin Ches, someone off going over to my base talks about the case of Muberish and Iskaira. Amar Rava, Nachris Muberish and Iskaira, but not Ein Tzarech Tfila. In the event that a woman who is not Jewish converts, her son does not require mikvah. Amai Ein Tzarech Tfila, why not? V'chi teima mishum de Rebbe Yitzchak. Don't Rebbe Yitzchak dvar Torah rubo u'makbir olav chotzetz rubo shina makbir olav eno chotzetz. Said, wait a second. She went into the mikvah l'shem geirus, but the kid didn't get wet. It was a chatzitza. And what's the chatzitza? So, according to the opinion of Rebbe Yitzchak, it's only a problem with the raisa if it's both rubo and makbir, meaning that the chatzitza has to be covering the majority of the body. And also the person has not wanted there. So in this case, it's covering more than the majority. It's covering the totality of the child. However, the kid's not makbid. In fact, the kid's very happy to be inside the mother. Edit that out. So if you tell me that, so that's the case. This might be rubo, but it's not makbid. The Gemara says that doesn't work. This is when it comes to rubo, that's only if you're makbid. But kulo, your chotzeitz, even if you're eno makbid. Shani uber dahainu revise. So the Gemara says, nah, an uber is different. Why is an uber different? Hainu revise. What does hainu revise mean? Hainu revise basically means it's an extension of the uber's body. Meaning the uber could not live without this extension. Right? The example which is given, it comes up sometimes if a woman has brain surgery, so they put in a metal plate. So the metal plate, is that a hafzik? Yes, if you took off the metal plate, she'd drop dead. So it's not a hafzik, it becomes part of her body. A lot of interesting chatzitza shows come up with mikvah. Yeah. Just mentioned, I remember reading one time, I think Rav Moshe had a shot about a woman who was scared to death of the water. Couldn't put her head under water. I remember he recommended making a snorkel out of fish skin. Because fish skin is considered part of the water, you can use that. Interesting ideas. So I remember one thing they tell you about, why when you're a rabbi, it's not good to always be machmir. So the shower comes about a woman who has an ear infection. So could she put cotton in her ear when she goes to the mikveh? So I remember being told that there was a rav from Paskin that she came, she first dump it in the water and then stick it in. So this way, the same shayla for chatzitza, and also you get the ear infection. So it's a win-win. Excellent. So the Gemara here in Yavama seems to be saying that the Tvila of the mother is ole for the child. Why? Because the mother is not considered a chatzitza. The simple understanding of this Gemara is that the mother and the child are two separate entities, and therefore the child is not nichlal automatically in the tvila of the mother, but rather the child is required to do its own tvila, and the tvila is taken care of by this. The Tosfos there asked right away, wait a second, what are we asking here? What are we talking about? So Tosfos says this whole story is only totally in the question of Uber Yerachimo. Uber Yerachimo is not necessarily something that's related so much to this Gemara. It has to do with cows, it has to do with lots of other cases. So if you tell me Uber Yerachimo, if we just look at the embryo, the fetus as an extension of the mother. So just like the Gemara doesn't discuss how come the mother's kidneys count as part of the mother, so too, there shouldn't be a discussion here either about why isn't there a chatzitza? It's all one body. So this whole discussion has to be only if you assume that Urba Lav Yerachimo. If you assume that it's its own entity, that's one thing. But Rava doesn't hold that way. No, you want to say that that in this case the tefillah is over no matter what. So Pashas in the Tosfos here is that we are discussing the issue of Muberish and Iskaira is totally in the machogas of uber yerech imo or uber lav yerech imo. And that being the case, but uber yerech imo, if we would say uber yerech imo, then the child would be a total ger, coming out like the rest of the mother. If it's uber lav yerech imo, at least the tefillah counts as well. There is some discussion about whether this is true or not. The Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Lamed Gimel, discusses the issue of brothers, what if a Muberes is Niskaira and gives birth to twins? Are they related or not? So, interestingly, the assumption would be that it should be told in this machlokes. If ober yerech imo, if they were both megayer and then they're born Jewish, so they're related to each other. If they're not born Jewish, but they're born half Jewish, then pashtus, they are unrelated. It's interesting to note that there's a famous question going back to the original Megayrus. So if we were all Megayer at Har Sinai, so how is anyone married afterwards? How is any korva afterwards? Well,
he said because there was onis that.
What does that mean? We assume that there was kabbalah samitzvus. We wanted to do it. Even kabbalah markigidius. So Rav Soloveitchik says as follows. Rav Soloveitchik says the reason that when siblings are megayer, there is no korva, is because physically one has to be megayer and then the other one. So there has to be a point where one of them is Jewish and one of them is not Jewish. And it's impossible for a Jew to be related to a non-Jew. Therefore, the bonds of korva are broken. And when the other one becomes Jewish, they don't come back. However, at Har Sinai, we were all Megayer at the same exact moment. Therefore, you never had that moment in history where the bonds were broken. Since they didn't have a moment where the bonds were broken, therefore, they all remained related. Now, based on this, if anyone knows any mikvahs, so the way our mikvahs work nowadays is you don't jump in the rainwater. There is a big bar next to, under, someplace near overflowing into where you're going into, right? There's a rain bore. That is attached. This is what's called a bor hashaka. It's attached to a bore of mayim shuvim. There is a clog in between. You pull the clog through the great halachic rule of electricity. All of it becomes mikvah water, and then you can go into the mikvah. That's fine. What do you gain by this? Something very important, something they don't care much about in Shalavim, the ability to clean it out.
Right.
The fact where you can now plug it, you can drain it, you can clean it up, put in fresh water and unplug it. Rav Soloveitchik posited that if two brothers went into the mikvah at the same time to be Megayer, they went under the water and then they pulled the plug, they would remain related. Because there is no point when they weren't related. Because they did the tefillah together. The question is, perhaps the Beis Yosef can be looked at that way as well. Because the two brothers here, again, went into the mikveh together with their mother. The same exact moment if it all happened. Now, the question is, well, what was the Rav talking about? So one time when I was never driving the Rav any place, I wanted to ask him. But are you only talking about a case of Mila then Tefillah, as is normal? What if you had a case of Tefillah and then Mila? The assumption of the Rav would not say that way. Because if the Sof Geiris is the Mila, I can't possibly think of a way that both happens at the same moment. Right, but typically the case is where the Mila is first and the Tefillah is afterwards, and that's where the Rav case makes sense. It would not necessarily work in this case. Because even though they're having the mikveh together, the mikveh, we're assuming according to Uber Rav Yerech Imo, is not the Sof Geiris. So the question is, are they related or not? And the Beis Yosef Says Tzarchian. I don't know. I don't know if they can give Geras, if they can give Edis together or not. I just don't know. The Shach, the Sivkot and Zion in the Shulchan Aruch, says, I don't get it. Beis Yosef, this topic, Shurosim, Shalob, Kedusha, etc. Ad B'darkei Moshe, Hevi. Right? So he said, I don't get it. I don't get what the issue is. He said, why? Because this is discussed elsewhere. Where is it discussed elsewhere? You're looking at in Yevamos, on Daf Tzadi Zayin, you have the case of two brothers, the same case, two umim, that are born in this case. So both the Ramban, the Rif, the Rosh, all say, Haysa Rosan Shalom B'Kedusha, V'Lei Dasan B'Kedusha, Chayavim Karis B'Shem Eishasach. If one brother divorces the other, his wife, the other brother can't marry her because of Eishazach. So the Shach says, what's the difference? Who poshed muskim b'chol poskim, k'moshes b'over yeredeya, etc. Pshita b'sul mahoid. If I'm related for Arayas, of course I'm related for Edis as well. So the Shach says, I don't understand what the suffix of the Beis Yosef is. The suffix we should have been able to figure out. Just like we paskin that they're chayiv for Eishasach, so too they should be chayiv also for their Edus. The Dvar Avram raises this, Gimel Zayin, and the Dvar Avram says his famous pshat here, which is one of Rabbi Feldman's favorite. He raises the possibility that no one ever thinks is possible. And that possibility is, perhaps they're half Jewish. Said that the cheluk of the child that grew in the mother prior to the geiros is not Jewish, and the cheluk that grows afterwards is Jewish. He admits this is a very original idea, but he says perhaps that could answer some questions here. Because then, you know, since they're only quasi-related, so they can be related for one thing and not the other thing. It's a long piece, if you want to go through it, but it's a collector's item because no one else would have ever had a havin that someone could be half Jewish. Just read the rule of the Mistafina, Havi Aminu Yashvo Shal Rabban Milsa Chadita, the Chayak Havad, the Ravi B'mai Nachris, of Ne Gerusa, Havi Nachri, the Chayak B'menu, the Ravi B'mai Yehudis, Acha Yerusa, Havi Yehudi. But Nachrius V'yadus Mu'uvimbo, Duk with Chatzi Evan Chatzi Ben Chorin. V'lochein, chek ha-nachriyo shebo tzorech geiris, v'shem chek ha-yal shebo chayem v'shem eishasach. So on the one hand, you could be a guy, you have to do geiris. On the other hand, you are still related, because you're half Jewish. This is very original, as Rabbi Shapter would say. Pashtus is perhaps not that way. But Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi Yerodei Reish Chaf Gimel has a question from a Shoal, and the Shoal wants to say that he believes that in fact our understanding of our Gemara was all wrong. We were assuming that the issue of Mubarash and Esgaira is related to Uber Yerachimo. He thinks it's not related to Uber Yerachimo. It's a totally different issue. Because he is of the opinion that it's impossible for a Jewish woman to give birth to a non-Jewish child. And he brings several rayas. One raya is an interesting one. If you look at Sanhedrin, Peyam at Beis, there is a mighty long Tosfos, it's this big, where he discusses how do you paskin regarding Uber Yerachimo or not. And he quotes every Gemara under the sun discussing maybe yes, maybe no, maybe yes, maybe no. However, he says, well, the one Gemara that doesn't get quoted is our Gemara in Yevamos about Mubarash and Eskaira. So if it was Hava Hatalia, how come he didn't mention it? No, it's not such a great question. No. How come crimes of omission are not quite as exciting as crimes of commission, especially where Tosfos, it could have been a different Baal Tosfos, made it clear in Yevamos that he thinks it's Hava Hatalia, because he says that this whole discussion is only according of whether the tefillah is in fact chal on the Uber is only related if he says, if you say Ubu Rabbi Yerachimo, Ubu Yerachimo, so of course the whole thing would work. So that's one raya. The second raya, he says, is look at the questions on the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is Tzarchim, and everyone knows that obviously there was a psak that for sure there is a relationship between these brothers. And no one ever says it's talking about Ubi Yachim or Rabbi. So the Shoal says that everybody who thinks that that the discussion of Mubashir Zugair is related to the discussion of Ubi Yachim is wrong, period, incorrect. The Hartzvi basically answers in two tshuvas. He answers one time, I wasn't happy, but answers him longer afterwards, where he says that, no, it's all a question of that. He said, when the Ramban and the Ra'ah and the Imei Paskin, or state that a Tu'umim, that are in a skyer, that it's totally an Eshasach, that they are Chayv an Eshasach, he says, that's only according to the opinion of Uber Yerechima. So that's the assumption of the Gemara, and therefore they're going with that assumption. However, that does not mean that they assume that assumption is correct. It could really go either way. So how do we paskin taka? Do we paskin over Yerachim or we paskin Rav Yerachim? So if you look in the Arach HaShulchan in Yoredei and Reis HaMeches Yud Aleph, he paskins right out that we hold based on the Tosfos above a Kama, we hold over Yerachim. That's how he holds. He says, Lachol Lumaisa, that's how we hold. I think most people agree with it. Lumai Nafgamina? So many interesting nafkaminas out there. If you look at the Avnei Miruin, Avnei Miruin has the issue of whether Higdil Yochel Limchos. Right? If you say that Ober Yerachimo, and therefore that he was born Jewish, there's no way out. If Ober Lav Yerachimo, and the child is born as half a ger, then obviously we've got to do the other half, and therefore he could back out of it. Then it has to be based on Zochin. Sure, that's how it works.
We're only back down half?
What? No. Again, if a person goes, let's say a person has a mila, Hashem Geiris, then decides, I don't want to go any further. You're not half Jewish. It's questionable. But again, he'll be back to whatever that was. And not only that, but you have to assume he's totally out of it, because the fact that he did the tefillah, and it applies to him, if you say Ober Rav Yerachimo, is because of Zachin. Right? So he gets, even before his life, he gets out of. So that's one nafkamina. Other nafkaminas, Yerusha. Is he Yerusha's mother or not? Obviously he's not Yerusha's father. Even if his father was Jewish, he has no yachas to the father. Whether he's Yerusha the mother, it should be told in the case of Ober Yerachimo or not. If Ober Yerachimo, and he was born and they're related. All issues of Korva comes out that way. What if he turns on and punches his mother in the nose? Is he Chayav Misa? We're not recommending it. But that as well should be totally in the Machlokas. The Mila. Is the Mila L'Shem Geiris or is the Mila L'Shem Mila? Nafkamina? Is it Docha Shabbos if Shmini falls out on Shabbos? If I say Ober Yerachimo, kid's born Jewish, kid's born on Shabbos, the bris is next Shabbos. Ober Rav Yerachimo, there's no such thing as Mila Bismana when it comes to Geirus, not Doicha Shabbos, and in fact, you don't have to do the 8th day, you can do the 9th day, you can do it after 2 months, you can do it after 2 years, you can do it on the third day. Right? There's no idea of Mila Lishmona whatsoever. It's another nafkamina if you say it that way. There are many, many nafkaminas as to whether we paskin Ober Yerachimo or Ober Yerachimo. However, this of course is all totally in whether or not we think the Mubesh Neskar is totally in Ober Yerachimo or not. So there are people who disagree with it. But Pasha says the Hartzvi is right. The assumption is that it all goes together. Rabbi Hillel Goldberg asked me the following question. He wanted to know if it's a girl, whether she can marry a Kohen or not, is that totally an Ober Yerachimo or not? Because if it's Ober Lav Yerachimo, then she's a Gyaris. If it's Ober Yerachimo, then she was born Jewish. And so again, I told them it's not so posh. And the reason I think it's not so posh is because I think if a girl is born, to from, let's say, from parents that are both gerim, and she has a din of gioris, even if she's not a gioris, for the sake of marrying a kohen. In this case, Muberish and Eskayer, so she has no father, and her mother is a gioris, which means all of her parents are gerim. So whether or not she can marry it is not really totally no gerachimah or not, because no matter how you slice it, she loses in that case. However, there are many other nafkaminas. That's a very interesting sugya. The end.
Then go on.
Any questions? Any answers?